So we're all like a group of sheep, and we're telling the story of Bade, this piglet, who has done an amazing thing and become a sheep pig and a herded sheep, like a sheepdog. So to do that, we use puppets, kind of like Warhorse, but a piglet rather than a horse. So it's a little bit smaller, but there's a lot of intricate puppetry work. And yeah, so it works that way. And we use music as well, like live music. I play the violin in the show, and Tom, another actor, plays the guitar, and there's an accordion and lots of dancing. Actually, the puppetry director worked on Warhorse with me as well. So we had a bit of a connection there before. And then this show just came about, and there was another opportunity to do something a little bit different. I mean, like, you know, the pig Babe does actually talk, which the horses don't know, more horse. When you're a puppeteer, you kind of forget that you're there because you're putting all your attention into the puppet. You're making him breathe, you're making him think, you're making him look at everything. And there's so much to consider, because obviously if you're an actor and you're looking at something, you just turn your head and look. But with a puppet, there's so much more to consider. Constantly putting your attention into something else, and by the end of the show you're quite tired, but you haven't been aware of that as you're doing it. You just get to the end of the show and you think, goodness, that was tiring. You've been on this journey with the puppet, and yeah, you just kind of commit to it. I think it's a nice show to take around the country anyway, because it's got such good values, and it would be really great to share it with people from where I grew up. You had to invest, like, as an audience member, you had to kind of use your imagination to believe that a puppet is real. So there's a part of you in the performance. You're reading things onto it. The investment level goes up, and as a result, you kind of leave reality behind even more, because you're watching animals running around and talking and feeling emotions and being frightened and being, you know, achieving things and being excited. And that's nice. It's an escape from the mundane everyday, because, you know, everyone likes to play, everyone likes to be a child again, and watching a puppetry production kind of allows you to do that. You know, we've met some of the children and their families after shows, and, you know, they've met Bate, and there was this one mother who, as she walked away, was saying, God, I can't believe it, I was just having a conversation with a puppet. Because people do forget, they want to just engage with it on that kind of level. I think that's why it's popular, because it's just so much fun. It's just fun to watch.